Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and other security priorities is heading for a final vote in Congress. House Speaker Mike Johnson saw a series of bills clear a procedural hurdle today after Democrats helped him overcome opposition from dozens of hardline Republicans. A short time ago, Johnson told reporters that the package is the best the GOP could secure under the circumstances.
We look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate.
The package includes $26 billion for Israel, $61 billion for Ukraine, $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific. It also includes a TikTok ban measure. U.S. officials confirm an Israeli military strike against Iran overnight, the latest in a recent series of retaliatory attacks between the two that includes Iran's unprecedented drone and missile strike against Israel last weekend. NPR's Peter Kenny reports one Israeli cabinet minister says he was underwhelmed by his country's latest response to Iran.
One state-affiliated news agency, Tasnim, quoted the one-word social media post by Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, in which he described Israel's apparent response to a purported barrage fired by Iran as feeble. Tasnim commented that the authorities in Israel are making fools of themselves. Meanwhile, Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid was also harsh in his criticism of Ben-Gvir's post, saying that with an unforgivable tweet of one word, Ben-Gvir manages to smear and embarrass Israel from Tehran to Washington. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The Biden administration has announced new regulations around handling sexual misconduct cases on campus. NPR's Tovia Smith reports the new rules extend Title IX protections against sex discrimination to include sexual orientation and gender identity, and they roll back some changes made by the Trump administration.
Under the new rules, in-person, court-like proceedings on sexual misconduct, including cross-examination of alleged victims, are no longer required. And while regulations created under the Trump administration narrowed what counts as sexual harassment, the Biden regs loosen that back up. They also extend Title IX to cover pregnant, gay, and trans students. Catherine Lehman is Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights.
Title IX requires more. And these final regulations provide it.
Critics say the new rules violate the due process rights of the accused, and Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox said it, quote, dumps kerosene on an already raging fire related to transgender students' rights. But an even more contentious issue remains to be addressed, that is, whether schools can ban transgender athletes. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump's back in court for the fourth day of his criminal trial in New York for falsifying internal business records when he was running for president in 2016. It's NPR News. Today's the last day for workers at a VW plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to vote on whether they want to join the United Auto Workers Union. A win would be a big deal for the UAW, which recently scored victories in deals with Detroit's big three automakers and is hoping to expand its presence in the southern U.S. However, state and local officials have warned that unionizing the VW plant in Tennessee could deter new business investments and cost jobs. Pop star Taylor Swift has just dropped her 11th album. It provides more fodder for fans of one of the world's biggest recording artists. NPR's Amy Held reports there are more than two dozen new tracks.
From the tortured poets department. With the new album, The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift's era of pop dominance endures. Spotify says it broke a record for pre-saves before it had even dropped. Fortnite. Featuring Post Malone is the first single. The album apparently leaked early, though some Swifties said they'd await the official release to listen. Now, Swift says it's a secret double album because she had so much tortured poetry, there are 15 extra songs, leaving fans to parse her lyrics about love's lost.
I'm pissed off you let me give you all that youth for free.
Swift resumes her career-spanning Eras tour in Europe next month. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 174 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.